This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
And welcome to Saturday Magazine. Today we're going to talk gender equity with Minister Martin Foley. We'll talk union moves that may reshape the CFA and the fallout from motor vehicle emissions. Later we're going to talk quick flicks and where it's going or it's not going, and the direction of Joy FM and some sports. Saturday Magazine starts now.
From Joy 94.9, this is Saturday Magazine with David Macca McCarthy.
And across Melbourne on Joy 94.9, not Joy FM, someone wrote FM down, and streaming online at joy.org.au, this is Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9's flagship news, current affairs and lifestyle program. It is a healthy mix of local, national news, sport, current affairs and some lifestyle, all framed within a queer perspective. I'm Macca, good morning. It's Saturday the 30th of April. It's currently a warm 21 degrees, heading for an unseasonable high of 25. My co-host today is the voice of reason, Tass Mouzafriadis, with some input from Ian Thompson. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Macca.
How are you both? Good? Good?
Yeah.
Very well, thank you. It's great to be here on Joy FM.
That's right.
Okay. I'll take the hit.
Now, we've got a lot to cover this morning. We're going to speak with Toby Hagen shortly about the emissions issues that are impacting the vehicle industry and Volkswagen in particular. Then we're going to talk with the Minister for Equality and Minister of Mental Health and a few other portfolios, Martin Foley, and there's a whole suite of initiatives targeted at our community and to assist our community, which were announced in the state budget. After 11 a.m, we're going to explore some union issues surrounding the Country Fire Authority volunteers and what this could mean for the shape of the organisation in the future. They're in a dispute with the Firefighters Union. Harry Tucker from businessinsider.com.au will talk to us about quick flicks and the television streaming sector. Our new Joy 94.9 CEO, Chief Fire Officer or Financial Officer, that'd be a good thing. We'll talk to us about her aspirations for our station, and we hope to speak sport with Channel 9's Corey Norris just before 12. So, Tass.
What a program. Now, in case our listeners didn't know, our new CFO or CEO, Chief Executive.
CEO.
Our new Chief Executive is Tennille Mozell.
Ex-Midsummer, yep.
Exactly. So she started last week, actually, last Tuesday. So she's hit the ground running. And it would be great to actually hear from her what her reflections on her first week here would have been and what her vision for this organisation going forward may be as well.
The vision thing.
The vision thing.
Remember when George H.W. Bush was talking about the vision thing?
The vision thing.
Yeah, didn't work for him though.
No, no. And what do you think about Martin Turnbull's vision?
Does he have one? Does he have one?
I'm asking.
Well, I can't see it for the fog.
Hmm.
As I said, I'm a bit disappointed in Malcolm. I had very high hopes. Anyway, we are in an election campaign, 62 sleeps to go.
Look, we certainly are, and I'm going to be overseas for a month of that time, the last month, unfortunately, but I will be back in time to vote. But I am very interested to see that the polls have actually not only closed, but the latest poll that I saw, the news poll during the week, suggested that Labor was leading 52-48 on the two-party preferred. What do you make of that?
Well, what's going to be crucial in that is where the Greens, when they do direct their preferences, go. And as you know, we spoke with Michael Kroger about this on a couple of occasions, and we'll get him back before the election, and I hope he'll have a chat to us on election night.
How did you go with getting the Greens on, Macca?
Look, hello, Greens, are you there? Are you there? Hello, Greens. You need to come on. That's the answer.
Why are they going to ground?
Well, they're green.
In terms of us?
Well, no, I don't think it's... I don't know. You know, we've made a number of requests.
They're just busy working with the Liberal Party, aren't they?
He's probably having breakfast with Michael Kroger.
Did I say that?
Anyway, look, the invitation is still there. Richard Di Natale, the leader of the Greens, or Adam Bandt, or Senator Janet Rice, please come and have a chat to us. You represent, you know, 1 in 10 voters, thereabouts. It's important. What your voters do with their preferences in this election is going to be crucial. Absolutely crucial. So, yeah, the poll's interesting. Probably a plus or minus of 2 or 3% there, so it's probably line ball. But again, the preferences are going to be crucial.
Do you think the Submarines won Malcolm Turnbull any votes? The Submarines?
I think the seats in South Australia that were under threat, Jamie Briggs' seat, Christopher Pine's seat, definitely those two, I think. Well, Pine's seat, I think, was safe. I don't know about Jamie Briggs. I think he's... hopefully he knows where Centrelink is in his electorate, because he might need to go there.
I do hear that Pine's also feeling a bit nervous.
Yeah, and it's the Nick Xenophon factor, that last federal
that
election...
and the Chris Pine factor, the Christopher Pine factor.
Yeah, but the last federal election in South Australia, Xenophon got a 22 or 23% of the vote in the Senate, which was only enough for one senator because of the preference flows. In a double dissolution election, if he gets that, he'll get 3 senators, possibly 4.
Mm.
And he may well win, his party may well win Jamie Briggs' seat. If I was Jamie Briggs, I'd be a bit worried. Christopher Pine, don't underestimate Christopher Pine. He's a very good operator. He's been around a long time. He can be a little bit annoying, but he's a good operator. And he'll be working that really hard.
How do you think the Greens will go in the Senate?
I think they'll get, I reckon they'll get 2 from each state.
Two?
Yes.
Wow.
Preference flows again, and this is where, you know, we'll spend a show closer to the election talking about the new Senate voting system, because that's going to be very interesting. It's going to make preferences much less important, and you won't have results like people getting elected, you know, by their extended family. Anyway, you are on Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9. When we come back, Toby Hagen is going to chat to us about Volkswagen emissions. Guess what?
And cars.
Guess what? There's more.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.